January 5th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "In the world I created time and space. These give way to eternity in the afterlife. My creation of time and space give grace its opportunity and free will its moment of choice. It is in time and space my will is made manifest. In the relegation of time, you will always have war and the threat of wars, so long as man does not choose wisely. When free will choices support my will, there will be peace. Great institutions, government, religious and otherwise, rise up and fall because of free will choices. I do not interfere with man's choices. I must stand by and witness consequences of free will, be it good or bad. My hope is always that mankind will benefit from his mistakes. Sometimes, I do step in to ensure the continuation of my kingdom, which I am building on earth. Case in point, Noah. Life must be a learning experience for each soul in his journey towards heaven. Today, I invite your prayers to be open to the lessons I offer through time and space." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.